would be for the date. The car park was full. I was opening park there by the rectory. It sounded like a long, hilly walk. So we just turned around and started coming back home. Went a little way because before we could discuss what we were to do, Morgan saw another notice pointing sideways on the other side road, announcing that the Mount Harry Gardens were open from 2 to 6. None of us had heard of this or knew anything in the area, but she drove on, turned into an ever narrower lane, one side of which held a long row of parked cars. So we had an idea that this was where it was. So we still drove on, hopefully. And then came some people with tickets on the table. They said that 2 gardens, Mount Harry and Mount Harry Lodge, were open. We would have to go to park near the top one. So we went on, and finally arrived at Mount Harry Lodge. We really had a glorious afternoon, wandering through a large wild garden, like a meadow, with views of occasional orchids between the taller buttercups and daisies. The modern road of short cut paths winding through these large areas of wildlife had been followed, and we soon found ourselves standing at the edge of the downs, looking across the Weald to the lovely sun skyscape that smiled down in little villages and rivers and towns and trees stretched out in all directions. It is a wonderful view. Not the view from all the cars were sharing in the open day, and the sun came out in bursts between the white fleecy clouds. The kind of place where time stands still. Yet the house, whether it's the house or the mound, this Mount Harry we never found out, was large with ball gardens, plus lots of little gardens as well as its wild garden. And we were captivated by the roses. Large old-fashioned, flowery ones. These were competing in a strange, untidy way to show their beauty of colour, but most of all their wonderful perfume. White ones and red ones, pink ones and purple ones, tumbling in great colourful clusters on the bottom of a very healthy, colourful tree. There was a hollow card with beautifully engraved markers in terracotta to remind me of them, remind one of their names. And there were various coloured corners. The blue corner, we both exclaimed as we came to the triangle of delphiniums and iris and lavender and lavenderlist and catnip, all in one corner, and more of the pink name tumbling over each other to proclaim their variation of shade. We sat in a small courtyard on a very strong, elegant bench dedicated to Sir Tim Henton, M.P., through by County Council. Or he knew the name. And when we came to another bench, we sat for a while, which had been given by some local organisation in 1997, we realised that this must be his house and garden. A fact proved when we came across somebody who referred to what was referred to as Lady Renton at the plant store. So I said his name was Sir Tim Renton,